Hey friend, welcome to Milk and Honey with Lemon. The Bible says in Numbers 14:8, and if the Lord is pleased with us, he will bring us safely into that land and give it to us. It is a rich land flowing with milk and honey. On this podcast, we talk about stepping into that overflow that God has for us by becoming those ultimate Proverbs 31 women. Hey, I'm Lemon. I am just like you, sister friend. I knew God had something more in store for me, but I couldn't see a way out of the laundry piles. And frankly, I resented that Proverbs 31 woman. How was I going to live up to the hype? That is until I found out how to really step into becoming this Proverbs 31 woman through leadership development. In this podcast, you're going to find financial freedom, leadership growth, and motivation so you'll be able to do all the things God has called you to do with ease and really step into that land of milk and honey. Hey friends, welcome back to the Milk and Honey podcast. I'm your host, Lemon Price. And today I want to talk about your God-given potential. And this is such a hot topic this week. I don't know if anybody has seen the Harrison Bucker commencement speech that he gave, but I got a lot of flack for agreeing with, I would say like 95% of the things that he said. Even though I'm not a Catholic, a lot of his values I agree with. And everybody was really in a tizzy over him saying, congratulating these women on graduating and getting their degrees. And he said many of them would go on to lead successful careers. But a lot of them were also excited to be wives and mothers, which is true. And he said that his wife would say that's when her life really began, when she was being a wife and a mother. And I think about it and I'm like, yeah, of course, my corporate career would never feel about me the way my family does. When I was in corporate, if I died, they would have me replaced within the week. My family would not. And yeah, I completely get it. I completely understand, but people are really upset. And so I want to talk about our potential as women and what I think is possible, because I've definitely gotten some hate comments for this. I want to talk about like mentorship too, because I've definitely gotten a lot of flack too for being a part of Kingdom Alliance and what we're doing here. And so I think that honestly, I think we're very blessed as women to live in 2024, because I think that we can be fully present with our families, but also learn and develop and grow, and also earn an income from home. Like, I think we're honestly capable of all of those things. And I think it's because of the internet and social media. Like, sometimes I wonder if when Jesus said, great, we would do greater works, I think part of it is our ability to reach people and to have both, like to be fully present with our families. So today, when this episode drops, I'm actually right now, depending on what time of day you're listening to this on Monday the 20th, I will be on the beach with the youngest, and then I'm picking the oldest up from his big fifth grade graduation trip. And so I got to be fully present with him. I'm going to be fully present with them right now when I'm recording this. They're out hanging out with their dad right now. Everything is like peachy-keen. They're like doing some guy stuff, whatever. But I have the ability, like I was present with them all morning. Now they're getting some one-on-one time so I can go and do this. That's not why they're having one-on-one guy time. I was just like, oh, I'm going to take this opportunity. But when this episode drops, like I will be fully present with the youngest because my schedule allows me to. So I'm not, when I think about this speech and all those things, I'm like, I get to be, again, fully present with the family. I don't miss a moment with my family, but I also created something really intentional where I can grow, where I can drop a podcast episode twice a week, where I can go to calls, because the calls all happen after the kids go to bed. And so while my husband is out doing, he's part of a fraternity that does a lot of men's community work, I get to grow and do things for myself too. You can have both. That's what I want to say. I think you can have both. But again, I think your family trumps any other kind of vocation, right, that you may have, any other business you may have, because when, I would say most of us get into business to not miss time with our family. So I want to talk about just what we're doing here at Kingdom Alliance and how I think it preps you to have both. If you don't know what Kingdom Alliance is, Kingdom Alliance is a mentorship program for Christian men and women. My podcast speaks mostly to the women, but it is a community for men and women to grow personally, professionally, spiritually, as leaders, whatever that looks like for you. And you have so many options. You could do courses on demand. For the ladies, there's over 350 right now. That's crazy. There's so many trainings you can participate in. And then we have live calls you can jump on. We offer certification programs. So if you want to become an ICF accredited coach, we do that here. If you want to become a certified speaker and start booking paid speaking gigs, we do that here. And there's so much more coming in October that I cannot wait to share with you. You'll be disappointed if you are not here before then. You will be sad that you missed out. I'll just say that. But the goal is not that you will acquire these skills or certifications and then just hang them up on your wall. That's not the goal at all. The goal is that you're going to have an impact. So just this weekend, I was reflecting on the impact that this has made on me. So if you don't know any of my story here, really, I wanted nothing to do with it. Back then, it was Girl Power Alliance, and it still technically is. But now that we have men, Kingdom Alliance was like the umbrella, and then Real Men Alliance and Girl Power Alliance exist underneath of that umbrella. So I was 0% interested. I've told this story so many times, but all of my friends made fun of me, literally like to my face made fun of me. They told me it was the worst decision. Don't do it. I thought for sure my husband would tell me not to do it. And I did an episode with him a few weeks ago, if you have not heard it. And so I really was not interested. However, part of what Molly said is I could put my course in here, and Molly's one of the co-founders. And so I was like, okay, I'll put my course in here. And I talked to my husband, and he was like, this is a way for you to make a couple extra $100 by referring people. Sounds good. And so I jumped in here with that expectation of I'm going to pour out, support this community, but also I can refer people here and just make a few hundred extra dollars a month, and it'll be great. And my vision changed as I was fully plugged in and immersed into the community, my vision changed. And so I saw all of these women crying on Facebook about Radiant Leadership Academy and how transformational Radiant Leadership Academy was. And so I'm like, okay, I'll take it. So I took Radiant Leadership Academy. I went through it for about 6 weeks. It's 16 weeks long. And the founder, Michelle, was offering it again 6 weeks after the first class had started. So I was like, I'm going to do it a second time too, to really grasp it, because women were going through it multiple times. And so I'm like, okay, I'm going to go through this twice. I know people are saying it's transformational. I'm going to go through it twice. So I did two classes at one time, and it was wild to see the transformation even in 6 weeks, because the class is the same. And so I could compare my notes that I took the first time I had taken it 6 weeks ago compared to the second time I've heard it now 6 weeks later. And it was already radically different. So I'm like, okay, I can't wait to see what happens. And again, the very first class, it was transformational the second time around. I was hysterical. I called Michelle. We were both crying. And I felt literally years and years of trauma had been lifted. And so I started showing up differently and believing different things were possible for myself. And so because of that, then my husband was like, well, I want to do this too. And so in January of this year, he started a class. And the first week, and I know he mentioned this during the podcast, but during the first week of class, I don't think I belong here. He was the only man with all these women. And I don't think I belong here. I'm like, yes, you do. Everybody says that. Yes, you do. And so he takes this class and falls in love with it. And so during this class, he starts getting calls from other women's husbands who wanted to talk about transitioning from military life to civilian life, because my husband's a veteran. And my husband is Master Resilience Training certified. And so all that is it's a program in the military to help you work with soldiers who are transitioning from military life to civilian life. And so he already has this training and certification. Now he's taking biblical leadership classes. And so he starts pouring out to these men in a way I've never heard my husband do it. he sat with my neighbor who was saved. And I'm like, oh, my husband is really like stepping out in a different way. And then the Kingdom Speaker Academy opens up. And so he starts talking about that and getting excited. And so now he's taking classes. He's taking a speaker training. He's doing all these things. And he's, wow, I have a bigger calling. I have a bigger calling. And all of these people just keep naturally coming to me who are prior service. Like, I have a bigger calling. So he started a group chat from his fraternity of veterans. And it's just been pouring out resources to them and things that they didn't know were available to them. And now we have helped several friends get disability for the first time, or we helped a friend. I logged into his account for him to help him, and his family wasn't even listed in his military account. And so there was all these benefits entitled to his family that like nobody was getting. And so he's, wow, I could really make a difference here, like within the veterans and mentor them and support them. He didn't know that was possible for him. That was not on his radar 6 months ago. And now the VA has opened up coaching programs and like they're working with coaches. And so he's getting a coaching certification so he can go work with veterans. And it's really cool to see how being here, my own shifts changed him. Now he's growing. And so now, because him and I are constantly growing and we're in this state of growth, the 12-year-old comes to us and he says, hey, do you think I could log into dad's account? And we're like, for what? And he's, I just think as I'm going into middle school, I want to learn more. I want to grow more. I want to be around men who love Jesus. Those are the kind of people I want to be around and learning from. And so we're like, yes, of course. And so he actually had messaged Molly and Michelle. He's, we need something for the youth. He's all in. But it's so cool to see how it started with my yes to growth and transformation and seeing something different for me that I ever thought was possible. I've spoken on stages several times and summits, and I'm finishing my first book. And there's just a lot happening because I said yes to this mentorship program to start growing. And then my husband, he gets involved. And so now he's growing. And now the 12-year-old's in this state of growth and they've come to events with me. And it's just incredible what is available. And so you get to pick and choose. Do you want to be on live calls? Because you can. We offer a ton of them. And you don't have to be on all of them, but you can pick and choose. You could learn anything you want to learn. You want to learn finances. You want to learn marketing. You want to learn branding. We have a branding course coming out on June 1st. I'm actually interviewing Elizabeth for that. You'll hear from her the end of May. And so you get to pick and choose, like, where do you want to be? Where do you want to focus? Do you want the certifications? Do you just want to be in the community? Do you want to be around people who are going to pray for you and support you? Because that is what this is going to do. What I want to offer to you is you can just come and check it out, like for free. Come and check out the community. There is a link in the show notes. And if you're like, if you'd clicked onto my website, there's a link there for you to just come and check this out for free. I'm just going to put that out there for you. But it really is an incredible place for doing some, like making real change. So Natalie Lawson, she supports an orphanage in Haiti because of what we're doing here and her growth here. So she's been able to do that. We just partnered with Christine Kane and just did a whole fundraising effort for her charity, A21, which works with trafficking. And the amount of testimonials that we, and like, this is the exciting thing to me, is I don't think that it's just about us, right? Your growth, and we say this during Radiant Leadership Academy, your growth, it has everything to do with you, but nothing to do with you all at one time. It just, it's both. Like, it's for you and it's for somebody else. Like, we are not supposed to take our growth and then hold on to it, right? Like, we should not keep it close-fisted. It reminds me of the parable of the talents. So the master, he gives his three most trusted servants talents or minas, depending on which one you read. And one's in Matthew, one's in Luke. And so he gives them 10, 5, and 2 talents. And so the guy who has 10, he goes and he multiplies it. He has 20. The master's really happy with him. Then the one who has 5, he doubles it. Master's very happy with him, like gives him more responsibility. But the one who had the least, he went and buried it. And so he has this whole digging spirit. He takes what God has given him and he buries it. And Jesus said, you could liken this parable to the entirety of the kingdom. And So the master is furious and he tells him he's wicked and he's lazy and he takes it from him and gives it to the one who has the most because he feels like he can trust him the most because he's going to steward what he has the best. And so that is what I think this is about. It's about being the person that God created you to be, the woman God created you to be, and whatever that looks like, whatever your purpose is. And I have a really fun podcast episode coming up too with Lori Templeton, where she said on that episode, and you guys are going to love it when it comes out, but she said, when it says like God like fashioned you for a purpose or whatever, the word actually used is like he carved it into you. Your purpose has been carved into you and just waiting for you to discover what that is and what your full potential is. And so when we step into our full potential, it unlocks the key for somebody else. There are people who are praying for you specifically to step into your true calling and your true purpose and doing everything to your fullest potential, to the thing that God has called you to do. Like when I said yes to this mentorship program, I had no clue. The podcast wasn't on the radar. The book was like semi on the radar, but not really. Wasn't sure what we were doing with that. But definitely didn't want to become a certified coach. Definitely did not want to be a certified speaker. Like none of those things were on my radar. And yet here they are. And I've been able to be completely transformational for people. And so all this to say, and with this parable and everything, like the purpose and the leadership and the things that are inside of you are not actually for you, but they're for other people. I'm seeing how me saying yes to my purpose gave my husband permission to go figure out his, and he is. It gave the 12-year-old permission to go and do something different and to be in a state of growth and to learn differently than he ever has before. My husband's working with veterans and we're making a difference in their lives. My friends are making differences in orphanages and in all these other things that they care about because they're growing and they're stepping into who it is God's called them to be. And so I want to just encourage you to come hang out. We have a prayer call every Monday, 11:30 a.m. Eastern. We always have a lot going on. There's a live on Tuesday that we're doing inside of the community. There's a lot happening, but you can come and check the whole thing out for free. Like no strings attached. I might send you a text. You get like my personal self. I'll shoot you a text and just say, hey, I see you. But I want to invite you to come and check it out. Come and be my friend. Let's just hang out. I want to introduce you to some incredible people who just want to support you. And like I said, there are no strings attached. Like you could come to this prayer call for time and all eternity and nobody's going to be weird and pressury. Just come and pray and share what God's doing in your life and let other people pray for you and support you in what it is God's called you to do. Hopefully I'll see you in there. I hope you take me up on that offer. You'll be able to take some courses in there for free. Like if in your first, during that little time period that you have to check it out, you go take a course in something, whatever it is that you want to do, watch a replay of a call, whatever you want to do, it's available for you. I hope that you take advantage of it because it's free. So why not? And I will see you on Wednesday. Very excited. My friend Brandy and I are having a conversation about Proverbs 31 woman on Wednesday. So stay tuned for that. And I will see you Wednesday. Bye, friend. Hey, friend, what a joy it has been to share today's journey with you. If you found a spark of inspiration or a nugget of wisdom that resonated, would you bless someone else by sharing this episode with them? It could be the encouragement they need to step into their purpose and calling. Also, if you could spare a moment to leave a review, it would mean the world to me. I really appreciate your feedback and it really helps our community grow. Remember, the road to discovering God's call for you isn't one you have to walk alone. So join me again next Monday for another episode where we'll continue to explore the depths of leadership and the heights of our heavenly calling. Until then, keep seeking, keep growing, and keep trusting in His plan. God bless you, and I'll catch you on the flip side. Bye, friend.